It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis of the local site, High School Football from Friday, Week 12, District Championship Week. At our broadcast game, Class 5 District 1 Championship, top seed Farmington shut out 2 seed Cape Central 21-0. After the game, we had a chance to talk it over with the head coach of the Farmington Knights, Brent Eckley, on what it means to him to get that win.
I guess maybe it's a little bit humbling. You know, I get the chance. I was thinking about this earlier today. You know, I feel very fortunate and blessed that I've had an opportunity to coach these kids. They're a special group of kids, and you know, kids are quite generally a reflection of their parents. So we've got, you know, parents that have been very supportive, and they're saying the right things to their kids when the kids go home from practice and have a tough day. But the kids have just been really outstanding, and yeah, it's great to win a district championship. But what's really cool is that we've earned another week with each other.
Eckley says a district championship was a goal for his leadership team.
It was one of the goals that our leadership council put in place. You know, they had about 8 or 9 of them. Some of them were process type goals as far as, you know, attendance at practice and body weight, stuff like that, being good people. But this was one of them. And then we had certain opponents who wanted to beat. So it's good for them to be able to reach this goal. I'm super proud of them.
The Knights will host 9-1 Kirkwood on Saturday at 1:00. We'll have it for you at AM 1240 KFMO with the tailgate show at noon. Coach Eckley says it's good to be playing at home.
It's awesome to be able to play at home. I was pretty pleased with our crowd tonight. You know, last week, no school. We were missing some people. But, you know, it's that time of year. If you can get home field advantage, you want it, and you want to make sure that we're packed on our side so the other team has to deal with noise.
Again, Farmington and Kirkwood in the Class 5 state quarterfinal Saturday. Tailgate show fueled by McDonald's at noon. Gilston Mary Lee pregame show at 12:30. And the Boyd & Associates kickoff at 1 o'clock. We'll have it for you on AM 1240 KFMO. In Class 4 District 1 Tournament Championship, top seed Festus beats 6 seed North County 42-24. Festus advances to play this weekend against Sullivan. In Class 3 District 2 Championship game, 2 seed Lit for Life upsets top seed Valley Catholic 48-34. And the top seed Dexter beats 3 seed Potosi in the Class 3 District 1 Championship 33-12. Broadcast-wise, we are off today and back at it tomorrow for Tuesday women's basketball action from the Bob Seekers Fieldhouse. The Lady Cardinals play John A. Logan. Pregame coverage at 4:30 with the opening tip at 5. Then it's Mineral Area College Volleyball on Wednesday, the national tournament in Clarksville, Tennessee. MAC is the 14 seed. They will play 3 seed Florida Southwestern at 10 a.m. on Wednesday. Coverage begins at 9:30 on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus. And speaking of those MAC Lady Cardinals on the volleyball side, their send-off from the Bob Seekers Fieldhouse is today and the campus of Mineral Area College at 1 as they make the trip to Clarksville, Tennessee. In HL, the St. Louis Blues played 2 games Friday and Saturday. They let one slip away Friday, a 6-5 shootout loss to the Philadelphia Flyers, then lay an egg on Saturday, falling to the Vegas Golden Knights 4-1. Blues captain and center Braden Shin says the team has to find a way to respond to adversity after a poor start to the season with a record of 6-9-4.
It's a humbling league, and you got to show up and ready to dig yourselves out of holes and lots of ups and downs this league, and obviously we've been fighting for quite some time here for the first 19 games.
The Blues are back in action tomorrow on the road at Toronto against the Maple Leafs. Pregame coverage at 5:30 on B104.3, puck drop at 6. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs fall to .500, losing yesterday to the Denver Broncos 22-19. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says everyone involved with the team is responsible for the team being unable to win close games this season.
When you're playing good teams, whether it's myself making a call or the players playing, you've got to do the right things. Put the guys in the right position, and the guys got to make plays when given an opportunity. Both sides of the ball, special teams. That's what we're all in it together.
The Chiefs are 0 for their last 5 in one-score games. Kansas City is back home on Sunday, November 23rd. They'll host the Indianapolis Colts. We'll have it for you on KFMO beginning at 11 a.m. with the opening kick at noon. In NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers are back in the win column, beating Mississippi State Saturday 49-27. Mizzou running back Ahmad Hardy had 300 yards in the game. He says he doesn't accomplish this feat without the efforts of the offensive line.
They did everything great. I mean, I got 300 yards. It's all because of them. So outside zone, they was pushing guys out, blocking guys down the inside zone. And it was on from that.
The Tigers have two road games left in the regular season. Saturday, they play number 11, Oklahoma, at 11 a.m., then the 29th against Arkansas. At NCAA men's basketball, Mizzou is 4-0. They play tonight at home against the Prairie View A&M Panthers, tip-off at 7 from Mizzou Arena in Columbia. And St. Louis University, the Billikens, are off until Friday. They'll play Purdue Fort Wayne. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.